Sunday night, Rabbi Yossi Moore ended it this way.
You'll see some posting which are machmir, but strict halacha, Rabbi Falk was quite lenient when he got to this, and he said that if a person finds that what his needs are to be in a quiet area for a week or two, then there's no chiyuv, there's no issa of putting yourself in a situation that you can't get me. Okay, there's a bit of a to-do about it, but at least Rabbi Falk held that Me'ikadin, there's no real issa to put himself in such a situation. But there's a halacha that I felt quite strongly about, that if a person is going to be, for Shabbos, davening without a minyan, that it's something so important to be careful of. And it's something that you don't think of. And especially in the pandemic. Especially, come on, I don't... Mea brachos, that's exactly it. Mea brachos. The reason why we don't hear so many shiurim hacking the, you know, chizukim are mea brachos, make sure you have a bracha, you go home tonight, maybe have an apple or something. Yeah? Why don't you hear such a big chizuk, mea brachos, get in your mea brachos? We all try and do that anyway, but why don't we have it on the forefront of our minds? Maybe some of us do. Because the Shulchan Aruch himself records in Siman Reish Pei Dalet, that if a person is stuck, especially on Shabbos, don't forget there's a great sinyonim on Shabbos to do mea brachos, but the Eved, you always have something to rely on, that you listening to the Birchas HaTorah before and after the Aliyas. I'm assuming that everyone's listening. You're listening to the brachos before and after the Aliyas, that could be considered as mea brachos in addition to mea brachos. If you've got seven Aliyas, or eight times two, 16. You got that, Torah. And b'di eved, you might have chazal shatz. There's something to play around with. This is actually a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Pei Dalet from Tshuvas HaRosh. So it's quite clear that there's a lot of backup. Yes, lechatchila, we try and make brachas. I remember in Yeshiva Katana, we used to give out these bags during the meals. And we used to make four brachas every meal. It's a grace of that. It's actually a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch to be makbid, to be moisif brachas. But the eved, you have something to rely on. If you're in a place that you haven't got a minyan, then you're going through a Shabbos, and you're scrapping a din of a shtei mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, that you're chayv adam to make a bracha, mea brachas. Why was it instituted? Because when made David HaMelech, at the time it was David HaMelech, there were 100 people that from Klal Yisrael that were nifta every day. And David HaMelech inquired via his Ruach HaKodesh, that's what the Torah writes, in Siman Mem Vav Sif Gimel, he says that he inquired about it, and he was mesaken, he knew what the tikkun would be to make a mea brachas. And there's a fascinating bach. Have you seen the bach there? The Bach says that in the gezeirah of 100 people dying never stopped. It just constantly got counteracted via us making 100 brachas. It never stops. That gezeirah of 100 people, says the Bach, it's not pshat it stopped, that it's all faith, that's history, part of the history book. It's ongoing, it's just that mere brachas counteracts it. And it's a greater chizuk that if a person is stuck without a minyan, if there's a chiv here, and it's a shtak chiv, especially in a pandemic, there's a great saying, and it talks to a lot of people to make sure to mekayem mei brachos. So hagam mitzad the minyan, there wasn't so api halacha, there's not such a great hakpoda that a person should make sure that he's in an azar place. But I'll pee that based on the mei brachos, that's a shtak nekuda. Again, if there's a shul within 18 minutes walk, then he's mechuyav to walk there. But if there's no shul within 18 minutes, he checked on Google Maps, and Google Maps said it's about 35 minutes. Obviously, if he can. If not, then the ma'aseh is no chiyav. Someone told me that quite some years ago, he was living already in Lower Broughton, and there was very few marivs late at night in MH. I don't even think there was one. I think maybe the latest one was at 9 o'clock, already phased out. And the mariv, the latest mariv in town, was in Horridonk, right? 11:15? In a Horridonk shul. And he said he lives there, he didn't have a car, and he found out that to walk from his house in Lower Broughton to Horridonk shul is, I think it says, in 19 minutes or 19 or 20 minutes. And he said, Ikadin, there's no chiyuv to walk. Sorry? Sorry? Google Maps always slow. Okay, so maybe if you walk faster, so then you have to know, are you mechuyav to walk as fast on Google Maps or slow on Google Maps? Okay, that's when I get to that inyan. Now I want to touch on to Geshmak HaNoisa. I think it's a very sadistic inyan, especially when you get to Hilchos Shabbos. And that is when it comes to when it comes to electricity, understanding a bit more about electricity than we've ever before discussed. And that is just a quick hakdama when it comes to types of electrical appliances. A lot of electrical appliances has inside the appliance, it's got a heat element. So if you put in a hot plate inside, it's got a heat element, where the heat element, there's something very hot about it, and there's it turns red. Some part inside could turn red, and any hot element which inside of it's got a very hot element, that would be included in the Issa. It's very easy to find an Issa Doraisa for that. What Issa can we find for that? We can find Mavir. Mavir is making a fire. Now, you haven't actually struck in a match. If you take a match on Shabbos, that you can understand. It's Mavir, you made a fire. But also, if you take metal and make it red hot, that would also be included in Mavir, right? Because anything which is red hot, that can ignite something else, that would also be included. I don't know if you remember the old blechs. You can get these blechs, which are very thin. And if you put it over a very hot fire, it's not recommended, but you'll see as parts of it can even start become glowy red. Now they're much better insulated. They're much stronger against the fire. They're thicker. They're much better. But the Amol, they used to be, remember such a thing? They used to even get red a bit. So putting a blech on a fire on Shabbos used to be a problem. Could have been a problem. But nowadays the blechs have come out and never had a problem. Has anyone experienced ever their blech turning a bit red underneath? Come out, never. Therefore, on Shabbos, you can put a blech on Shabbos. There's no problem. If you want to, let's say, take a kugel out of the fridge, so you can, and you haven't got a blech on the gases, so you can put a blech on, and you can take it over to the parts and put it on top. The ganze meiser, there's no problem putting a blech, because it doesn't get red hot. If it does, it's easy to find an issa. It's mavir. The mashal, the poskim say, if let's say you want to take out a splinter, so you would typically do, you'll take a needle, but before you start using the needle to take it out, you would want to sterilize it by going to the nearest Shabbos and putting it into the fire for 5 seconds. So the post can say, doing this, if it comes to a certain level of redness, which it can easily become, that would be an Issa of Mavir. So that's very easy to find an Issa. There's no problem of finding it. That's an easy one. What the problem is, when there is no heating element inside, nothing inside becomes red hot. And that really includes, I think, most appliances. You have a fan, you have an alarm clock. Really, think about it. On Shabbos Kodesh, right? We know it's awesome, but the shaila is why. If you take an alarm clock, you realize there's nothing going to wake you. You haven't set your alarm clock. So Friday night, you want to put the Chas V'Shalom, you want to put the alarm clock into the socket, switch it on, right? So you might, there, you can find an Issa of Kosev. But which other Issa is there involved? Put on a fan, you're very hot on Shabbos. Which Sif in Shulchan Aruch, which Melocha? You know, the Mishnah recognizes all the Yisurim on Shabbos. What Issa can we find in creating electricity? Think about it. All the cases. You got a food processor, right? You want to have a Geschmack, a compote, yeah? So what's stopping you from putting it into the socket and pressing it on, and pressing on, and boo, right? It's, you know, Shaila of Toichen, because you're doing some of the Suda. What Shaila is there? Which Sif and Shulchan Aruch can you point to? Oh, so now. Till the Chazon Ish, no one ever mentioned the word Boina. Now, the first person to discuss this was the Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak's got Tshuva, and he says, yeah, and Chanami, I can't think of any problem. Putting in a fan into the socket and putting it on, what could be the Issa? So as the Beis Yitzchak, the problem is, Mishum Moilid. You're creating something new. Just like you find in Alocha, there's twice you find in Alocha mainly, when it gets a Moilid, is if you take an ice cube and you crush it with your hands and you turn it into water, there's an Issa called Moilid, that you've created something new which was hard into a liquid. Or let's say you find a funny, interesting Alocha, that if you have, let's say, a shirt, and you want the shirt to smell nice, full of perfume, yeah? So you want to spray perfume onto the shirt. That on Shabbos is an Issa. The Mishnah Berurah mentions this halacha. Actually, when it gets, it's actually thrown into Hilchos Nesi'as Kapayim. Okay, it's interesting how it comes in. The Ma'aseh said there's an Issa called Moilid, creating a certain smell to the beggar would be an Issa on Shabbos. It's considered like a creation. The poskim do actually discuss how about deodorant, when you spray deodorant, and they say because you're spraying deodorant on your body, and agav it goes on the garment, that would be okay. But surely if a person taka has to make sure that when he puts on deodorant, he's not spraying a sitzis or anything like that, the begodim, because there's an issa, to put in a certain smell into a beggar on Shabbos because you sort of, it looks as if you're creating something new. You're creating a beggar that now smells. Okay, it's an interesting concept. A few interesting cases in Shulchan Aruch that you find this halacha comes into Moilit. Says the Beis Yitzchak, similarly, when you put in a fan into the socket and you press the on button, you've created something new. It's a creation, a form of creation, and that would be an isov of Moilit. Now, Moilit actually is part of the umbrella of Makom HaPatish. So really, Moilit is part of Makom HaPatish, yeah, to be precise. This doesn't, however, explain how in the world is it a problem to unplug something. Because we know with Makom HaPatish, there's no reverse Issa Makom HaPatish. It only explains that to make it, to form it and create it is a problem. But to undo it, it won't explain that. So the Beis Yitzchak is not the full story. How would you explain why can't you, let's say you see your alarm clock, it's going to wake you up at 7:30, why can't you just switch off the off button? Obviously you can't, what's pshat, why? So the other achronim explain that you've also got a shayla of uvda d'chol. It's funny, the only thing they can come up with till the chaznish is uvda d'chol. It's a weekday activity. So you can see it's quite shallow. You know, you've got a shayla of moilid and also a bit of uvda d'chol. But at the end of the day, kol ha-poskim, they all said it's going to be a problem either because of moilid to put it on and to switch it off would also be a problem uvda d'chol. That's how it comes out, very nice and simple. Till the chaznish came along. And Chaznish came along with a whopper chiddush. Chaznish said, "Do you know what you're doing? You're doing boina, right? Yeah, any of you work in the, if you work in the construction field, yeah, so you know what boina is. You get together some bricks and you build a house, right? And you get good builders, and that's what's called boina." Says the Chaznish, when you plug in your alarm clock, you're doing an isa boina. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, literally, basically, in his humble way, goes livid. You have to understand what happened. Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, at the age of 24, he made a thick sefer called Ma'orei Eish on electricity. Right? He made that thick sefer. He actually managed to get a skoma from Rav Chaim Isaac Grudzinski, 84 years ago. Right? A long time ago. He made that sefer when he was so young, he got a skoma from Rav Chaim Isaac. And they were very happy with the sefer, very geshmaka sefer. And listen to this. Years later, the Chaznish came along and said that there's an issa of boina to put on an electrical appliance. And Rav Shmuel Oibach says that my father, when he was writing a sefer of what the problems are with electricity, he explained all the reasons, Beis Yitzchak, can he explain all the dechoil, he explained all the moilid business, and he never even had a pick. He wrote a little shtickle of why it should or shouldn't be boina. But when he showed it to his friends, the Chevron Kolel, the Chevron Kolel laughed at it. Said, take it out of the sefer. You don't need to explain why there's no boina in putting on an electrical appliance. Why should there be boina? And he listened to his friends and he took it out of his sefer. If you look in the sefer, Ma'ira Eish, it doesn't discuss why it is or isn't boina. Years later, comes another Chaznish and says, there's an Issa min HaTorah of boina when you use electricity, when you turn it on. And this is why Rav Shlomo Zalman, he was a bit shocked. And he had a bit of a correspondence with the Chaznish. He sent two letters to the Chaznish. More than that, he didn't reply. They didn't continue the conversation further. But the Chaznish has a fantastic Kiddush. Says the Chaznish, he says, that creating an electrical current by putting the two metal parts together, is considered Makom HaPatish ka'oise kli. He says, ka'oiv hadova, dezeh boina min ha-toira, ka'oise kli, like you're making a keli. You ever make a keli, so you're over isa boina. So too, when you put in the alarm clock, you put in the fan, that's an isa boina because you've created a circuit. Says the Chaznish. Just as it will be boina to put in, it will be soisa to take it out. So to unplug will be soisa. Now, let me just be mazbe, because I think it's kedai to understand this. It's not, the person don't give the Chaznish an easy time. Because there's a few points we have to understand. If you want to be over an isa boina, there's two different types of boina you can do. One is b'mechubele karaka, things where you literally put bricks on a house, and you form a house, that's boina, that's obviously boina, even without sticking in and putting it in tightly. Sorry?
Putting the plug in the socket, isn't that
boina? Yeah, so putting the plug in the socket, Why should that be moin if you're putting inside? But that's an external part. That's an external part of the house. So it comes out like this. Like if a person wants to do boina on the mechuba de karaka, something which is part of karaka, then there's no tanai that has to be firmly put on. The Gemara says even if a person takes one brick and puts it on the house and it adds to the finish of a house, it's a boina deraisa. That's understandable. But when it comes to boina with kalim, it comes to a keli, making a keli, it's not enough that you just do something very minor. It has to be that you do something fastening. It has to be like a screwing action. So all the achrenim asking the chaznish, what's going on over here? You're saying that to make a circle on Shabbos is a boina, but if it's a keli, so where is you? All you've done is let's say you take an alarm clock on your watch. And you want to press a button. So what you do when you press a button on your watch? You're just connecting two wires together. So how have you firmly connected the two wires? Those two wires haven't been connected. They haven't been connected. If you want to press a button and you're connecting two wires together, you haven't fastened the two wires together. You've just attached them. So why should there be boina? The person who bothers, you want to say it's boina, I understand if it's a mechubal karaka, I understand why it's boina. Even if you don't do it hard and a screwing action. But when it comes to something which is not mechubal karaka, then you have to do a screwing action, right? What a classical case of boina is, where a person's screw comes out. So then you take a screwdriver and you screw the screwdriver into your glasses frame. That would be a shaila boina. You're doing it firmly and tightly. So why, by connecting two pieces of metal, is it considered that you're fastening the two metals together? So the Chaznish himself answers the kash and says, yes, you only attach the two metals together, but because now the current flows through it, that is ketoka. Hear this, Chaznish? Chaznish says, yes, when it comes to kelim, there has to be toka, there has to be a firmness to it. And when you're just attaching the two screws together, there's no firmness, the two metals together, there's no firmness. But he says the fact that now there's a current going through it, that is ketoka. That's a chiddush of the chaznish. Chaznish is point number one. So that's number one why the chaznish is mechudish. And then you've got another point that the chaznish makes, is that the fact that you've given it life, now it's working, the fan is now working, that is itself called boina. Which again, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, where does that come from? The fact that you've given something life is considered boina. Where do we find such a concept that giving something life will be boina? And therefore, the chaznish is, Rav Shlomo Zalman held that he's a yochid bedava. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, basically, everyone holds his osa to do. Whether you hold it deraisa or derabbanan is a matter between the chaznish and others. So the question to you is, the mainaf kimina, why it's osa? It's very nice to ramble on. You can give an hour shi on this. Really, the tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach is whopping. He goes through all the different cases in Chazal. It's endless. So what's the nafka mina if I tell you that switching on a fan, switching on an air conditioning, is a shayla of a deraisa, like the chaznish? Or if I tell you, no, it's not like the chaznish, it's a shayla of a derabono, like the Bais Yitzchok said, because it's moiled, or like the others say, because it's ulta dechoil. L'may nafka mina, are you going to do on Shabbos? Is anyone going to switch on the fan on the Shabbos chas v'shalom? No. So that's what Rav said. It's vital to know this shayla, whether electricity is a shayla of a deraisa or derabono, regarding Amira La'akum. Many times we want the fans to go on Shabbos, we want the air conditioning extremely negated when the air conditioning is off. According to Reva Poiskim, because it's only the Rabbonon, you can tell a goy to do a Malacha the Rabbonon, where it's uncomfort, that's why it's negeah, to know, you'll see those which are choshesh for the Chazanish, the Moshe Rav Eliyashiv was choshesh for the Chazanish properly, and the Shevet Alevi was choshesh for it properly, they held, you cannot ask a goy to turn on air conditioning. However, Rav Poiskim are happy to say, because there's a machlokas about it, many say that electricity is only the Rabbonon, you can actually tell a goy to switch the air conditioning on Shabbos Kodesh. Go ahead.